U.S. flight officials this week temporarily banned U.S. airline companies from flying to Israel's Ben-Gurion International Airport in Tel Aviv. The ban lasted for 24 hours following a rocket strike near the airport. The temporary ban took place after a Malaysian airplane was shot down over eastern Ukraine, killing 298 people. But experts say that air travel worldwide remains by far the safest way to travel. America's Federal Aviation Administration banned aircraft from flying to and from Israel's Ben-Gurion Airport. The ban came in the form of what is called a notice to airmen. The FAA acted after a rocket struck about 2 kilometers from the airport area. The European Aviation Safety Agency, Tuesday, called for similar action. Its Safety Information Bulletin strongly suggested that airspace users stop operating to and from the airport in Tel Aviv. Delta Airlines Flight 468 was on its way from New York to Tel Aviv with 290 passengers and crew when the FAA declared the ban. The plane was sent to Paris instead of Tel Aviv. Daniel Leon was aboard that flight.
Delta had to do what Delta had to do. It's quite unfortunate that we were literally an hour before landing in Ben-Gurion. But I respect the decision, right? I mean, they've got some rules that they have to obey by, and they explained to us why they were doing it. It was a bit confusion on the plane early on. But I think, look, we're on the ground now. They were extremely helpful.
But Israeli officials say there is no security problem. Transport Minister Yisrael Katz said there was no reason to cancel flights and no reason to surrender to terrorism. On Tuesday, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said he was traveling to Tel Aviv on El Al Airlines to show support for the Israeli people. He also meant to prove that the airport there is safe. Mr. Bloomberg called the flight restrictions a mistake that would give Hamas an unearned victory. Marie Harf is a spokesperson for the U.S. State Department. In Washington earlier this week, she said the FAA safety notice is meant to guarantee public safety. Ms. Harf says it is not a political statement directed at Israel about its operation against Hamas militants in Gaza.
I would note that in 2012, the department also issued travel warnings for Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza in March, August, and December. So this is a step we have taken when we felt the situation on the ground warranted it. Obviously, that is a process that we go through that in no way is policy related or politically related. It is just related to how we can best protect American citizens. The FAA makes these decisions when they feel it's warranted, again, for the safety of United States citizens. And they, in response to the recent attack at Ben-Gurion Airport and the vicinity of Ben-Gurion Airport, after consultation with U.S. operators, felt today that it was important to issue this notice.
Concern about airline safety also follows last week's shooting down of Malaysian flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine. U.S. intelligence suggests poorly trained pro-Russian separatists are responsible. They are suspected of having used a Russian-made surface-to-air missile. Scott Hamilton serves as an expert in aircraft use with the Lehman Company. He says the FAA ban is not unusual.
The FAA has been issuing no-fly zones for quite a while, and in fact, since the Malaysian shoot-down, there have been a number of maps that have shown up in the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere that have identified where there have been no-fly zones or restricted area fly zones that the FAA has issued, and some of those go back years, if not decades. Somalia, for example, northern Kenya, those have been in existence for quite some time.
The FAA has also restricted U.S. flights over Ethiopia, Iraq, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, and Ukraine. It identifies the following countries as possible hostile areas: Afghanistan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, Iran, Kenya, Mali, Syria, and Yemen. Airline Captain John Cox is also Chief Executive Officer of the Washington-based company Safety Operating Systems. He says it is very safe to fly commercial aircraft.
In spite of the tragic loss of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 and the Malaysian Flight 370, it has never been safer to fly. We flew 3.3 billion passengers last year that had the lowest fatality rate in recorded history. These tragedies do not change the fact of the safety of our aviation system.
Mr. Cox expressed deep concern about non-military groups having weapons like the SA-11 air defense system.
The failure to correctly identify that airplane was unconscionable. It was inept. Military organizations, they don't have that kind of failure. But never in history have we had a surface-to-air missile rise to a cruising altitude of a commercial jet over 30,000 feet.
Mr. Cox said there are not great numbers of such missile systems in existence. He added that there will be a joint effort to restrict flying over airspace in areas where open conflict happens. I'm Christopher Cruz.